This is Dr. Oliver's Dictating 4, April the 5th of 2023. The first patient is Deborah Finnegan. The last name is F-I-N, like in November, N like in November, I-K-I-N. Finnegan, Deborah. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 61-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease associated to diabetes. Period. This is a patient that is severely overweight. The BMI in this patient is more than 55. And she has been suffering from an ulcer in the right foot that has been under wound care for 2 years. Period. This is a telehealth visit because she is not supposed to bear any weight on that foot. Today, we got laboratory workup in which the serum creatinine on January 9th of 2023 was reported 1.5, the BUN-33 and the estimated GFR 39 mLs per minute. Sodium, potassium, chlorine, and CO2 are within normal limits. Interestingly, the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 29 and there is no evidence of significant proteinuria just traced in the dipstick. And the protein creatinine ratio is between 200 and 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. It would be in the best interest for this patient to lose weight, and we have been recommending the bariatric surgery, but this is going to be extremely difficult to obtain due to the chronicity of the ulcer in the right foot. Number two, the patient has said diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. The latest hemoglobin A1C that is 23rd of 2023 was 7.5. Following number, the hypochromic microcytic anemia. The patient says that she's taking the iron PO. However, the serum iron is 28. And the iron saturation is 9% with a transferrin of 219. This is a situation that she doesn't seem to understand how important it is for her to be faithful taking the iron. One of the alternatives is to refer her to the cancer center for the iron infusions. Whether or not the patient will be able to go there has to be determined. And when I talk to the patient, she's willing to go. The improvement of the anemia is going to facilitate the healing of the ulcer. And it's not up until we get the iron stores at the therapeutic level that we are going to get improvement on the condition. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia with a lipid panel that is within range. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and following number, Charcot foot in the right leg. The patient is receiving home health management. There is so much that has to be done for this patient to get in an adequate situation. But it seems to me that we are going in circles. As a conclusion, this is an unusual presentation of diabetic nephropathy without any proteinuria. However, the patient continues to lose kidney function gradually. The patient is with severe anemia, that is iron deficiency anemia, but because of the infection, and perhaps because she has been taking H2 blockers that prevent the absorption of iron in the gastrointestinal tract. And the patient continued to be morbidly obese. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup, and we're going to make the referral to the Cancer Center for the management of the iron and the anemia. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes on the phone, and 7 minutes in the documentation.